G'day, Lisa.
Hi, Glenn.
Happy New Year to you.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. Could be a Happy New Year for a 50-plus because, like, you're not too old to start new stuff. Why? Well, you know, you shouldn't restrict yourself just because you're, you know, getting on in years, eh?
Exactly. Age is just a number. And yet so often we hear, you know, people will question you if you sort of say you're going to start something new. And that's what happened to me when I decided to leave employment and start a business around the sort of 49, almost 50 years of age.
So you're calling them greypreneurs?
Yeah, greypreneurs is a term that that means, you know, somebody later in life who's starting a business and maybe chasing the dream, something that they've always wanted to do.
At least have a go at it. Never, you know, the whole point is you've got to get to the finish line not wondering what if. Even if you fail,
exactly.
Doesn't matter, you've had a go.
Exactly, yeah. And we spend longer in the workforce than ever these days. We're expected to, you know, just keep on working. So you may as well spend the next 20 years, even that number, to do what you want to do and spend the time at work doing something that makes a difference and something that you really enjoy.
So I'm tipping, okay, here I am, I'm 50 years of age, I'm sick of being a retail seller at a department store, and I want to go out and open my own bakery. Now, you would think with all the experience you've got, life experience, that you're actually in a better position than an 18-year-old starting out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would have thought. I mean, if you're starting a business in an area that you've already got the skills and qualifications in, then you're just kind of adding that wisdom and life experience to the mix. But there's a lot about a small business that you have to learn as well. It's a massive learning curve. You know, as a professional speaker, I kind of had the tools and the craft of speaking, but I knew nothing about bookkeeping, for example.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about creating a website, and I had to learn all those things from scratch. And that was really, really tough. It is hard. There's no doubt about that. It's not easy, but so rewarding. And it means that you're not chained to that sort of 9 to 5, you know, working for somebody else. It means that you're able to combine lifestyle with your business as well. I mean, using that retail example that you had, Glenn, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't sell online from home wherever you are in the country.
Absolutely.
And travel and, yeah, do those other things that that you want to do in life.
Okay, so what we should not do is use the fear of failure or the fear of not knowing stop us from having a crack at something that we may find pushes our envelopes, but at the end the rewards may be just beyond our belief.
Just do it anyway. Don't listen to the naysayers. You know, there will be people in your circle who say, oh, what do you want to do that for? You know, surely you should be thinking about retirement or you should be sticking with the stable job that has the superannuation. But, yeah, that's where I was. I had the job. I had the stable income. You know, I had the superannuation. But there was just that something missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't
life.
Light me up. I didn't feel as though I was making an impact. And I thought, well, it's kind of now or never, and the 50-year birthday was the sort of the big one where I spent time reflecting and thinking, okay, what do I really want to leave? What legacy do I want to leave in this world? And let's kind of make it happen. And my family and some of my close circle thought that I'd gone a bit mad and weren't necessarily my most avid supporters, but I've proved them wrong. And I'm still working in business and have never looked back. I certainly don't want a job, inverted commas, again.
Dare to live the dream and realise life is not a dress rehearsal. Do not die wondering. Lisa, lovely talking with you. All the best for 2019.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Bye.
Lisa Evans there, professional speaker and public speaking coach. This is The Breakfast Experience.